back in the old days. Now everybody thinks you're a model fellow. You know, you're a good guy. You're the epitome of the young man. Now I'm just wondering, is this by accident or by design? What do you think it is? You know, you're...
Well, I've tried to be the same all through this thing, you know. Naturally, you learn a lot about people, and you're involved in a lot of different situations. But I've tried to be the same. I mean, the way I was brought up, you know. And I've always considered other people's feelings. I've never, in other words, I didn't kick anybody, you know, on the way. And I've always treated people just like I would like to be treated myself. And I consider other people's feelings. I don't assume the attitude of get these people out of here. You know, like I have heard of being down, and because those people are sincere in their feelings, and if they want to, you know, like autographs and pictures and things like that. I don't just sign the autographs and the pictures and so forth to help my popularity or to make them like me, you know. I do it because I know that they're sincere and they see you and they want an autograph to take home. They got an autograph book. They've got their little camera and everything. So you have to know that. And if you don't do it, well, you make them mad at you. They don't understand. You hurt their feelings, and you make a lot of enemies that way. And for no reason, because it's as simple as this: once you get involved in this racket, business, your life is public, really. Regardless of what anybody says about my private life is my own, well, it is to a certain extent. I mean, everybody has to have a certain amount of privacy, but once you get involved in this business and you're doing a public service, you're trying to entertain people, your life is not your own, really, because people are going to want to know what you're doing, where you are, what you wear, what you eat. These things are natural, you know, normal. And you have to consider that. You have to consider that these people are sincere. They don't know the kind of life you lead. They don't know what kind of person you are. And so I try to remember that. That's all. It's simple. It's no problem. It's no big effort that I put forth. You know, I don't have any plans or anything. I just act on my own initiative. This is the way I feel that is the right way, like I have everything else. And thank God I've been pretty fortunate. I haven't made any, you know, bad decisions or everything. But it just the way I was brought up, you know, my surroundings, my mother and my father and the whole family were always considerate of other people's feelings, you know.
Yeah, that Gladys was a sweet woman. I got some great pictures of you two. I think it'll make a setup.
Good.
She really was a sweet woman.
Yes, she was.
I really liked her. I think she, you know.
Calm
and underplayed everything, but really sweet underneath it all.
It's funny, she never really wanted anything, you know, so anything fancy. She just stayed the same all the way through the whole thing. I wish, you know, there's a lot of things happened since she passed away that I wish she could have been around to see. It would have made her very happy and very proud. But that's life. I can't help.
You know, about 6 years ago, Elvis, the girls loved you because the girls always, you know, love you. It's a goddamn bit of a straight kid for you, let's face it. But the guys hated you, I guess. Out of sheer old jealousy, you know. I think people hate anybody who's getting laid, you know, when it comes to them. But I was talking to the colonel this morning. And the image has changed, you know? The guys like you now. Or if they don't like you, they certainly don't dislike you. You know, it's kind of like the thing Gable had going for him. All the dames loved him, and all the guys liked him, you know? Now, this has been a change, because the guys used to, you know, hate you. But now they like you. And of course, the dames love you. How do you think that came to be? Do you think it was the army stint?
It contributed a lot to it, probably. It's pretty hard for me to analyze it, because I don't know, really. But I would say the army had a lot to do with it. And also the fact that there's never anything about my, you know, being an egomaniac or thinking that I'm a lover or a ladies' man or something like that. Because it's amusing. It's a compliment to me, but it's amusing, you know. And I've never looked at or thought of myself as being a lady killer or anything like that, you know. And I've never shown it that I know of. I've never tried to, you know. So I guess the fellas over a period of time just, you know, they figure, well, he's taking it all with a grain of salt. And
Ellis, what do you think of yourself as?
I beg your pardon?
What do you think of yourself as?
You mean as an entertainer or as an individual or what?
Both.
Well, I can sum it up fairly easily. I have a lot that I'd like to do, a lot that I'd like to accomplish in time, but I feel that it takes time to accomplish certain things. You can't overstep your bounds. I'd like to improve in an awful lot of ways, you know, especially in the entertainment business. Well, you know, for one thing, the acting thing, and naturally I try to get better songs and sing a little better, things like that. But what I look at myself as, not being, you know, I'm not really playing everything down, but as a human being, really, has been very extremely fortunate in so many ways. Although I have had and still have some very lonely and, you know, there are times when I really don't know. It feels like I don't know what I'm going to do next, you know. And, but I've experienced a lot of the different phases in life. I've experienced happiness and loneliness and the wealthy side of life, the average side of life, you know, not having anything, but not knowing what it's like to have anything, so. And tragedy. And,
in what sense? And,
well, you know, such as like losing my mother while I was in the Army. And although I think that things like that, is as tragic as they are, tend to make you a little better human being, really, because you learn more about yourself. It gives you a better understanding of yourself as well as other people, and it can only help. But I think that I like the business I'm in. I like to entertain people. The money or the financial end of it is not the greatest aspect as far as I'm concerned. It can't be, because if it was, it would show, and I wouldn't care about the other people. I wouldn't care about a performance that I gave. I would, you know, of course, I mean, it's, you know, it's great if you can get in a position to have things, you know. But I like to entertain people. That's why I pick all my records, and I try to pick the best songs possible. I try to do the best I can in the movies, you know. with the experience that I've gotten and everything. But I look at myself strictly as a human being who's like I said, been very lucky, but whose life has blood running through my veins and can be snuffed out in just a matter of seconds, you know, and not as anything supernatural or better than any other human being.
You like yourself?
Sometimes.
No,
what I mean by liking myself, I'm proud of the way that I was brought up to believe and to treat people and have respect for people. When I am pushed to a certain point, I have a very bad temper, you know, extremely bad temper. So much to the point I have no idea what I'm doing, you know.
You blow much?
Not very often. In fact, I could probably count the times, but when I have, it's always been pretty bad. But that doesn't happen very often. Of course, everybody has a temper. And then I don't like myself, later.
Looking back on it all, would you do anything differently? Like, you know, college or...
Well, I wanted to go to college. I wanted to play football. I have a great ambition to play football. I have had, and I still have, believe it or not. And I've got a touch league, you know, a touch football league back home. And I like rugged sports. I'm not knocking people who like, you know, golf and tennis and the other things, but I like rugged sports. I like some, you know, where you can take, you know, as a man, you know, such as boxing and football and karate and things like that.
Do you have an outside interest, you know, other than the dames, you know, which we all have? But I mean...
I would say right now, really, all kidding aside, that my big, the thing I keep up with most is professional football. I know all the players, I know all their numbers, who they play for, and I've had people to quiz me on it, you know, just in games when we had nothing to do. And that's a big thing with me right now. And I watch all the games that I can. I get the films from the teams themselves if I can. But next to the entertainment thing and music, that I guess would be the biggest.
What kind of life do you live? Where do you live up in Bel Air? On Bellagio Road?
Yeah, I live on Bellagio Road.
What type of house do you have? You rent it?
I lease it, you know, by the year, yeah.
What type of house is it? Whose house was it?
I don't know who it belonged to.
Where is it?
It's on Bellagio Road. It's near the Beverly, what's the name of the hotel in Bel Air there?
The Bel Air Hotel?
Yeah, that's right.
No. The Bel Air Hotel. I know all those
houses. What's the number of the house, Gene? 10539 Bellagio Road.
Mrs. Owens, you can
rent it? Mrs. Owens still owns it. She's the one we leased from.
No.
All right. It's the third largest house there. It's a Spanish tile thing with a little balconies and so forth. It's a very, very nice house.
Good. Do you have a...
I have to run it now. I'll talk to you a few minutes later.
It's a very important thing that's been taken up in the United Nations right now.
Gene, what in the hell did you tell for? You know I'm going to have everybody in the South.
So just Gene and myself. Hello, come in. What sound like you... eight guys living with you in Bel Air. Seven guys. How many guys are you in Bel Air?
No, I've got a bookkeeper. A guy who...
Can we put the guy's name?
Just a second. Sure, you can. Why not? I have a bookkeeper. His name is Joe Esposito. He's from Chicago. I met him in the Army. He was a bookkeeper before. And then Gene, who takes care of the cars, the maintenance of the car, you know, the maintaining of the cars. And no. And And another boy, Alan Fortas. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. F-O-R-T-A-S. A-L-A-N. Alan Fortas. And another guy named Ray. Ray Sitton, S-I-T-T-O-N. I've actually only got five guys, you know. And they take care of, he and Billy, who's my little cousin. He's a little guy. And he had to quit school early. He had to quit school early to get a job, and he had a hard time finding a job because of his size. So I gave him a job, and he, his name's Billy Smith. And he's one of my mother's relatives. And he does little odd jobs, you know. But each one of them have different jobs to do. They take care of the clothes and the packing and unpacking and business phone calls. They answer fan mail and things like that. And for the companionship of traveling, you know, I couldn't travel alone. But it's only, actually only five. And I have other people come in from time to time and stay a little while, but they're not, you know, employees. They're just buddies or visitors. Yeah, it's a Dodge mobile homes trailer, like a trailer that we travel in. That and the a Chrysler station wagon. That's what we go back and forth across country in. Yeah, I've got a rule. It stays here though. I never take it anywhere. Oh, what? No, I don't have a Volkswagen. I have a... That's all I've got here. With the exception of that customized job, the white Cadillac limousine, 60 model limousine that I had customized. And back home, I've got 61... Cadillac limousine, and a 1956 Lincoln Continental Mark II. And that's all with exception of the stuff they use there, like the truck that they haul, you know, groceries in. I've three gate guards, you know, they pull 8-hour shifts, and two maids. And they're calling, yes. And my father takes care of all my personal. He's employed. I mean, he's like on a salary, but he takes care of all the personal business, banking, and any business transaction. He handles it all, you know. Spain and Fisher, the accountants, yeah. They have quite a job. You know,
have you bought anything other than Graceland?
I bought some 10 acres right across the street from Graceland not too long ago. It was a lady that, well, we tried to buy it one time before because it's in a good spot. It's right near a shopping center. And we tried to buy it, and the lady didn't want to sell it at the time, and then all of a sudden she needed money, and so we bought that. But that's all right now.
You have any time to read?
No, I read quite a bit. I don't read any, you know. I'm going to tell you what I do. I mean, very few people know it. But I keep up with modern medicine, medical science, medical discoveries. Different diseases. Nobody knows that, and I've been doing it for a long, long time. You know, I get doctors' handbooks, the PDR, which is a physician's desk reference, as I and it's pretty interesting. You know, it's pretty interesting because at one time when I got out of school, I thought I wanted to be a doctor or something. In the medical profession, That's what I thought I wanted to be, but I didn't have money to go to college.
But I got interested in it, and it's pretty interesting. But I don't read any of the books much that other people read. Well, that I read, yes, and I read a lot of philosophy, and some poetry. Have you ever heard of a book called Leaves of Gold? It's by different people. It's different men's philosophy on life and death and everything else. Well, that type of stuff interests me, to get these different people's opinions on different things.
You probably dated a thousand girls.
I would.
have you come to any conclusion about women generally?
Not. Well, I can only answer you by saying I'd like to get married. I'd like to have a family, but it's definitely true. Well, it's a normal thing to do. I mean, who wants to grow old and be alone? You know what I mean?
That may be true,
but I can't say it's not. But they are. It's pretty lonely when you.
You're never lonely, you know. They have like 7,000 dames up there. But,
yeah, but still, they can't live with you all the time, and you. There are times when you have to be alone in a room, and you need somebody with you. But I mean, I'm in no big hurry. I have Jean. Thanks.
You got to come on, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to someday, but I mean, I'm in no big rush. I can't be. I have to take it easy and know for sure. You know what I mean?
You have to do it all over again. Would you do anything differently?
No, I don't think so.
You think dating as many girls as well?
Well, you know, naturally, you like to date. Of course, I used to date a lot more than I do now. I think the older you get, and the more you you look for other things other than just dating a different girl every night. You look, you know, you'd like to meet a little more companionship instead of dating a different girl every night. Not necessarily, no. Of course, I don't make it a point to date girls in show business. It's just according to the girl herself. Well, it's a pretty tough. I mean, I can answer you, but it's. There's some of them that are. They have motives, you know. And some of them, they just want to date for the fun of it, you know, for the fun of dating. But as far as what you said earlier about being a handicap for one girl, still, I think it would be better to find that one girl, you know, sometime. It's a thing that you can't rush. It's a thing that. A lot of people think if they're not married by a certain age that they're losing out. I don't think so myself, you know. Of course, I'm not talking about everybody, because everybody's life maybe is a little different. But for me, I couldn't have rushed into a marriage, and I still can't. I have to be completely sure. I have to be able to trust them completely. I have to have... I look for a lot of things now that I used to wouldn't have looked for. You know, I used to... Well, just certain characteristics. A sense of humor, their taste for different things. Just a lot of things. Their understanding of me, and my way of thinking. You know. It takes a while. I mean, it takes a while to find someone or to get to trust somebody. That's that. I've never really thought about it. You know, they're, there are men who, they don't, in so many words, they're not phony. There are men who knock you behind your back, and then they're your buddy to your face. You know what I mean? And I like a man who's pretty much the same all the time. He's pretty straight, you know. He's himself to a certain extent.
You know the trouble with many actors in this business, I have found, is that they don't surround themselves with intellectual equals or intellectual superiors, so that there's nobody from whom they can learn, actually. They have guys on the payroll and so forth. I wonder if this isn't true of you.
I don't think so, because I've thought of this question before, and I've thought of this situation before, and I have my own way of learning, just as I've always had. I learn in my own way. I don't use these fellows to learn anything from. They're all different. They got their own little... kicks going. They got their own lives to lead, but they're not dummies by no means. And I don't have them around because they're idiots. They're pretty smart boys, and they've learned a lot just being around this industry and around traveling. But now you can surround yourself with intellectuals or people of your so-called equal, and you can have dissension. Can be jealous of, you know, there can be a jealousy there, and that's bad. You can, the only thing you can learn there is to become bitter and envy and everything else. Well, I have my own way of learning, and I learn from people. I learn from the people I work with. I learn from everyday life itself, being in, connected with a lot of different people. But now my private and personal life, I mean, I'm not trying to impress anybody by having a group of intellectuals around. It's not that I'm knocking a favorite button. You can be fooled by having a group of people around you think you're learning something from, and you're not learning a damn thing. You're not benefiting anything from it. That's it. So you're, I don't think I'm making a mistake in that way. I have had this said to me before. Don't make the mistake. I had a girl to say to me one night, don't make the mistake, Elvis, of surrounding yourself with people you can't learn something from. And the girl never caught it, but I got up and walked away from her. I smiled and walked away. I never said a word. But in so many words, I was saying, I can't learn nothing from you. So, and... you can't fool yourself. Hell, I have my own ways, you know. I have my own ways of learning things. I have my own way of thinking, and nobody else, regardless of their intelligence or their belief, can change me or make me think a certain way if I don't feel that it's right. He's not an intellectual son of a gun walking the face of this earth that it could make me believe a certain thing or something unless I really thought. So I don't try to surround myself with a group of, you know, intellectuals. It's more important to try to surround yourself with people who can give you a little happiness, because you only pass through this life once, Jack. You don't come back for an encore. And I learn a little by little. I gain experience, I learn, and I've had a pretty good lesson in human nature, you know.
What would you say, Elvis, is a kind of basic lesson you've learned from living so far? What you've learned, you know, either the hard way or the easy way.
Well, I'll tell you, what I've learned might not apply to other people who are not in the same, who are not in living the way of life that I am, you know. So,
I mean, pretty honest with that.
Well, because of my age now and. The things that I've been through, the people and the situations that I've been exposed to, I've learned a lot about people, about life, about situations. It's been very beneficial to me, in that I have been able to help a few other people, and I have seen people in so many different situations. Such, to give an example, a woman going through the change of life. Think she's the only one who's going through the change of life or ever has. and it becomes to work on her mentally, you know, that she thinks she's the only one, there's never been anybody else.
Suppose you were a father.
If you know and if you've seen other people, and if you know it's a normal phase of life that everybody goes through, and like a lot of girls, but around the ages of between the age of 18, 22, 23, 24, a lot of them, if they're not married by then, they go through it seems as though that some of them go through a stage of uncertainty. They're searching for something, and they don't really know what it is, you know, because a girl has reached a lot of maturity at that age, more so than a man, and they're searching for something, and a lot of them are miserable, and they're lonely, and they're depressed a lot, and they try different things. They go to other cities, and that don't work out, and then they want to go home, and then this and that. Well, I wouldn't like to stay in the same vein. I mean, I wouldn't like to be at a standstill, you know what I mean? I'd like to progress. I'd like to do a lot of things, but I realize... that it takes time. You can't bite off more than you can chew in this racket. You can't go out of your limitations. You have to know your capabilities, you know. Like, I have people to say to me all the time, why don't you do an artistic picture? Why don't you do this picture and that picture? Why don't you do something? Well, that's fine. But... I would like to. I'd like to do something someday where I feel that I've really done a good job, you know, as an actor in a certain type role. But I feel that it comes with time and a little living and a few years behind you. I think that, really. And I think that it will come eventually. You know, that's my goal. You have to have something. But in the meantime, if I can entertain people with the things I'm doing, well, I'd be a fool to tamper with it, to try to change it. I can't. It's ridiculous to take it on your own and say, well, I'm gonna change. I'm gonna apply. I'm gonna try to appeal to a different type of audience. Because you might not. You might not. And if you goof a few times, you don't get many more chances in this business. That's the sad part about it. So you're better off if what you're doing is doing okay. You're better off sticking with it until just time itself changes things. I mean, that's the way I believe, really. Yeah, I like to work. I like to have a little time off too, where I don't have to do anything, which I've had very little of since I've been out of the army. But these obligations and things I had to do. You know, I had them.
Well, hey, just take good care of yourself. And you're about, what are you, 170 now?
174.
Oh, I know. Girls are hell of a fat, too. I see them. But do you watch your food? Do you watch your diet?
Yeah, I...
How do you do that? What, do you eat health food?
I eat health foods and just try to use a little willpower and don't stuff, you know. Because in this, you know, in this business, especially in the movies, and the movies and everything, weight can be very bad for you. It can you know.
You smoke much?
Oh yeah, but I don't inhale. You know, I don't even know how to inhale. It's just something to do with my hands, really. It's kind of a instead of biting my fingernails, I.
Of course, I'm a pretty nervous fellow.
Nervous energy. I'm not nervous in the way that, you know, I get scared or shook up. It's just that I've just got a lot of nervous energy. I like to be doing something active.
You drink more? How much sleep do you get?
I don't sleep. I guess I get 4 hours a night, something like that, if I'm lucky. And I don't drink at all any alcohol. Oh yeah, that puts a belly on you.
If you had to have a chain now, would you do it any different?
If I had to entertain with one?
Yeah, well, I mean, if, you know, when you're playing with the guitar, would you still swallow hip or do it differently?
I would do the exactly what I feel or what I felt. I wouldn't make it a point to do something, do a certain thing. I've got to do just like I've always done, and going by impulse and just what I feel on the spur of the moment. That's the only way I can operate. As an entertainer or as a person? Well, naturally, I was 19 years old when I started out. So you get a little older, you learn a little more. You see things a little differently. You see people a little differently. You know, the usual things.
Just the last question that you want to play. If you were a pawn and you had a son, you know, which I have, and you had to give him one lesson. Dad, listen, I want to tell you something. About listening, you know. What would you tell him? Just one thing.
If I had a son?
Yeah, but you've learned. What would you tell him?
Well, not having a son or not having a child or not knowing what it's like, I don't know exactly. But I think my biggest thing would be consideration for other people. The thing I was talking about, consideration for other people's feelings. Because in doing that, you can keep yourself from becoming hardened and hard, you know. Therefore making you, I think, a better human being.